Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Coast Guard Marine Board of Investigation has released its final report on the Titan submersible implosion that killed OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush. The report says that Rush was warned again and again how dangerous his submersible was, and not only ignored the warnings, but threatened anyone who raised concerns with lawsuits or firings. Opponents of planned redistricting in Texas say if Republicans in the state win in their attempt to redraw congressional district to heavily favor the GOP, the Republicans are giving their okay for Democrats to be rounded up and arrested if they don't return to the state and vote on new maps. In Boston, hazy is the word of the day.
It looks like fog, but I'm guessing it is a smoke, the Canadian fire smoke. We're used to it, you know. People that play soccer, they have to train their lungs and stuff, so it kind of always, it all feels the same, you know, at the end.
The smoke is yellowing skies and making it difficult for some to breathe. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The federal government has pulled funding for a local camp meant to help neurodivergent kids enjoy STEM subjects. Michael Notaro is the director of the Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison. He started the first STEM camp 4 years ago in Beloit and has added two more in Madison and Baraboo. They're geared toward middle and high school students and inspired by Notaro's own family.
And the goals of the camps are basically to support and foster neurodiversity, to encourage autistic and neurodiverse youth to consider pursuing science degrees and careers.
The camps were funded by grants from the National Science Foundation, but now they've been canceled. Notaro says because it's geared toward neurodivergent kids, the camp counts as a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. Those types of programs have been targets for the Trump administration.
It was disheartening. It was not surprised at all that it happened. It was, you know, had a pretty hard impact because it was right before the summer when we were getting ready to start up our three camps.
The Coakley Foundation stepped up to keep the camps running this summer. Notaro says, thank goodness, because families rely on this.
These camps help their kids develop advocacy, build social skills and friendships, really make them feel welcome in a safe environment where their neurodiversity is like champions rather than discouraged. In the last 4 years, we've had youth from middle school and high school age kids come from 35 different communities across Wisconsin and Illinois. It's across about a 300-mile radius. So, and it really demonstrates the fact that families are willing to drive very long distances for these camps.
The future is uncertain, and Notaro is searching for other ways to fund the camps. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher, Quinn Priester, going 7 innings. Manager, Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the 5th inning, this kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a 4-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We're going to drop down to 63 tomorrow. More sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
The John and Gordy Show.
Beef has always been,
it's been so expensive. I've never been able to buy beef. Never.
The last couple of years.
Just ground beef, maybe. That's it. And every once in a while, I promise my kids who are Gen Zers that one day they will taste beef. I'll treat them to some beef one of these days.
Yeah, once a year, you bring out the grill and get some hamburgers going.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off enjoying the sights and sounds of some of my favorite places in Wisconsin. Guest hosts are stepping in with sharp insights into Wisconsin politics and beyond. Don't miss these great conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
When he heard about this employment crisis, Trump sprang into action and fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. No! No, you fool! Now there's one less job. Don't you see? You fell into her trap. But it makes sense. He fires anyone who gives him bad news. Mr. Dr. Cardiologist, you clearly rigged my cholesterol to be 1,000 and said my blood type was aioli. You're fired. A happen or no, it's honey mustard.
Hero of democracy, Stephen Colbert. Yeah, Art says Donald Trump is still whining about his poor jobs numbers that are tanking, calling it rigged. Anyone with half a brain knew that tariffs would be a disaster for the job market. I mean, every economist, including Kamala Harris on the campaign trail, talked about, well, this is exactly what was going to happen, right? Yeah. And this whole stupid tariff war. All right. Oh, by the by, Alex speaks for me. He says, I never heard of Sydney Sweeney until MAGA's all started telling me that I was upset about her.
Yep.
And Grok said, after researching via web searches, ex posts, and article analysis, I couldn't find any high-profile Democrat or influencer publicly condemning Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle jeans ad. The criticism stems mostly from anonymous online users alleging racism. It's a straw man that the right wing can go, oh, look what the liberals are also crying about. And I'm like, I
don't know anybody that's talking about it.
Oh, as a liberal, I'm upset about it. But that's also because I'm younger.
But you haven't written think pieces about
No, nothing like that. Right. And also, it's because I've seen a lot of media with her in it.
Right.
And I told Chris off air yesterday, it's more I'm upset about the, like, what does this say about these companies trying to, you know, push this onto young girls specifically. Right. That's my concern. Yeah. Because who else is shopping at American Eagle other than young women?
Right.
No one.
Yeah. Anyway, but I was like, first of all, I had to be told who she was and why I was upset. I was like, oh, okay.
We'll ask Bob Seska about her tomorrow because she was on one of his favorite shows, Euphoria.
Right. Okay. By the way, this is some trad wife stuff for you, Bella.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is fantastic. A Florida state representative literally said, the question is, what is the value of that life, and is it subordinate to the value of its host body?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's audio of that. It's nasty.
I said that to cue your unintelligible sound. Yeah. See, that was what I thought you were going to say.
That's exactly what a host body would say.
Exactly what a host an incubator would say.
Literally.
Yeah.
Miranda
says that host body is how the GOP refer to women as these fanatics continue to try to normalize stripping women of rights because they view women as host bodies. That's like a horror film, host body.
Some women view themselves as host bodies. That's one of the disturbing parts, too.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Best of luck to you. Best of luck to you, host bodies. Okay. Oh, what? Shoot out a few more.
That's what they want.
Yep.
I got a love tweet from Stan, the MAGA guy that hates me.
Oh.
He said if Steph started liking men again and became a MAGA supporter, her show would be huge.
Oh.
Thank you, Stan. I will look into penis worshiping and switching.
A long time.
Giving up my soul and my host body to become a Republican.
A long time ago, didn't a consultant try to talk you into doing right-wing radio?
Yes, that literally you would have 500 stations tomorrow and be a multi-millionaire. That would require me giving up my soul, Stan, but thank you. And pretending to like D.
Well,
okay.
You did vote for Reagan.
Yes, she did. I blame her.
Right. I could just say I'm going back to my...
Root?
It's only once. Just my root.
Okay.
Well, just the one vote. When I was a dumb college kid, I didn't know.
And you grew up in a Goldwater Miller household.
Nah. All right. All right. We were saying this whole, Greg Abbott thing. First of all, he's full of it. He orders the arrest of the Democrats that fled the state. And, of course, it's symbolic because the warrants only apply within state lines. And obviously he knows they're in Illinois and New York and Massachusetts, correct?
Yeah.
So it's just they're all such fake tough guys, right? Paxton admits it's a challenge to arrest Texas Democrats. They just try to look, like tough guys. Kathy Hochul said there is no felony in the Texas Penal Code for what he says. So respectfully, he's making up some. I like my potty mouth Democrats. Kathy Hochul said Democrats are not breaking the law. I mean, they're just. Hang on, let's go down to Hakeem Jeffries on all this.
The Republicans in Texas already drew a gerrymandered map that is being challenged in court as we speak. But that's not good enough for them. So they now want to enact a separate map in the middle of the decade that takes five seats that are currently held from Democrats, breaks them apart, and tries to put them into Republican hands.
He went on to say, real quick,
these extremists want to be able to choose their voters as opposed to allowing the Texas voters to choose the people who should be privileged to represent them in Washington. It's theft. That's what gerrymandering in its extreme form is. And that's what Republicans are trying to do.
My new best friend, Jessica Tarloff.
And by new, you mean like
she said hi to me
a year ago.
Yes.
A year ago.
I think I literally squeed when she came up and said hi to us.
I remember.
Squeak.
I was right there. I was right next to you.
She just set the record straight on Fox. She's so good. She just is. She set the record straight on Fox News in 2021. All Democrats voted for a bill that would have banned all gerrymandering. Every Republican opposed this. Republicans want a rigged system. Democrats want to fix it. Mm-hmm. It just, once again, both sides, not the same. Andrew Weinstein, same thing. Difference between Texas Democrats leaving the state and House representatives fleeing D.C. is a perfect example of what separates the two parties. One was a courageous effort by a minority party to protect voting rights from a racist gerrymander. The other was a cowardly move by a majority party to shut down Congress to avoid a vote on the Epstein files. It's a clear choice between fighting for democracy and hiding from accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats, certainly not perfect, but oh my God, the parties are not the same, period. One more, give me Kathy Hochul, Governor Hochul.
I will put saving democracy as my top priority at any cost because it is under siege, just like those who put on a uniform to fight in battles across the ages. For centuries, we've stood up and fought. Blood has been shed. This is our moment in 2025. To stand up for all that we hold dear and not let it be destroyed by a bunch of renegades in a place called Texas, which I respect these people. We've had our battles with them, the attorney general, the senator. We know who we stand with. We stand with the people of this country.
Also, I like because she's from, she's from, up the transit from my hometown, Lackport, near Cheektowaga, Tanawanda, and Lackawanna.
Uh-huh.
She's got that flat A.
She does. She has that.
And she's got them fighting words. This is her with a reporter. One last one, Governor.
Do you think, given this situation where we've had these court battles, everything, that in this 2027 amendment that you may put forward, that the Independent Redistricting Commission should be disbanded or changed in some way?
Yes. I'm tired of fighting this fight with my hand tied behind my back, with all due respect to the good government groups. Politics is a political process. And to think that we're going to do this with a purity test and make sure it's completely fair to everybody involved.
Yay. Yes. Yay for no more purity tests. Thank you. And
at
by the way,
someone's saying it out loud
yeah,
now.
Media. Hi, media. This one. Author says it would be just if one reporter could simply ask, Mr. President, with a 1,500% drop in drug prices, does this mean pharma companies will be paying the consumer handsomely to take their medication and see what absolute word salad comes out of his face anus? Yes, I agree.
His face anus. I like that, too.
But, you know, one reporter yesterday, Jody, was saying, because, you know, people are asking, why didn't one reporter ask this or this? Or, you know, what medication is he, you know, reduced the price of 1,500%? But he was saying that a lot of the pool are these right-wing outlets are all they're letting in. Mm-hmm. We're getting to a place where they're not letting in real reporters, right. Hardly. And he said, I would have loved to be on the tarmac and ask ABC. We're not allowed in. Right. I think he was happened to be the NBC. But that's what it's becoming. I mean, we are becoming North Korea,
yes.
Right? I think Rachel Maddow said it. I mean, we are in an authoritarian country now.
Mm-hmm.
So I will take every ally I can get. Charlemagne the God, can I just say he's a beautiful, beautiful man? He's very pretty. But I don't listen. I don't listen. I do have, you know, I was saying yesterday, Jody, I just have some concerns about who is influencing, like, who is in power in this country, whether it's Joe Rogan or, I don't, you know, Charlemagne,
Charlemagne, let me say this.
He said some really great stuff in this Lara Trump thing.
He is way smarter than Joe Rogan is.
I was just going to say, he seems way smarter than Joe Rogan.
He's, like,
but, you know,
really intelligent.
I'm so sick of what does Joe Rogan think? Or what's he going to say? Like, oh, my God, really? Is our democracy's hands?
I will listen to what Charlemagne says.
Right, right.
Because
right.
he has.
Yeah, I've never listened. I've seen clips.
He thinks things. Through. He actually talks to people. He knows what's going on.
Well, I thought that, well, first of all, this moment, he was, this was Lara Trump on his show.
Mm-hmm. I will say I've never seen this man say a racist thing. I think the attacks are fairly, why is that funny, Charlemagne?
I'm just laughing. It's hysterical. But I mean, act like there's no such thing as Google or we don't have TV.
Laughed
said
right,
that
right in her
to
face.
Lara Trump's right. face.
But that's to me what's that, like more and more people are calling bull on everything.
Yeah.
Epstein files, jobs number, you name it. You know, and just let's laugh out loud.
Right.
I've never heard him say it's racist. That, you know, I mean, and that was the perfect response.
Right.
Like, no one has Google. Like, no one has a television.
Right.
I mean, so he responded to Trump's attack on him, calling out the administration's authoritarian strategy while reiterating the president has failed to focus on what he promised during the campaign. You know, and that's what a lot of people are in his base are saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he went on Lara Trump's show. Mm-hmm. And he said he thinks the traditional conservatives would take the Republican Party back while pointing to Trump's handling of the Epstein case. He said to follow they know this is the issues that's gotten the base riled up. The MAGA base isn't letting this issue go. And for the first time, they know they probably can take their party back and not piss off the MAGA base. That's a smart point.
It really is.
And
that
set the president off, of course, in a lengthy Truth Social post. He called him a low IQ individual, something
because
he reserves for people of color.
That's right.
Period. And a racist sleazebag. If you saw this interview, he didn't mention race once, as I think he pointed out as well. Charlemagne went on to other claims in Trump's Truth Social post, challenging his contention that he ended five wars, as well as his claim that the U.S. strikes on Iran had wiped out their nuclear capability. I mean, I don't care who it is. We've seen people that can call out his BS.
Yeah.
What did we say? What was the one? Was the war Clinton ended that he took credit for? Was it Kosovo? We're like, wait,
Kosovo,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Kosovo.
And
yeah.
Rwanda, I think. He mentioned Rwanda
the other day.
Right. I think he meant Rolanda Watts. He was responsible for her cancellation. Just kidding. I know
she's
your
working
friend.
Right now.
She's your friend. She's delightful. I was
she's
on her show.
She's a lovely lady. I love her.
That's a joke about Trump being dumb. Okay. Rolanda, no talent, never liked her.
No IQ.
I started and ended the war on Rolanda Watts. he talked about immigration. He said immigrants with legal status or no criminal history are being detained and deported too. That's not right. Charlemagne went on to dispute Trump's claim that he had created the greatest economy where prices and inflation have come way down. He said we're in a strange time right now, a time when we've never seen because authoritarian strategy is being used against anyone who speaks out against this administration. His reaction to what I said on Lara Trump shows how authoritarians will attempt to bully people into pushing false narratives. Yeah. He also noted that he didn't mention race once, even though and then Trump called him a racist. And he said, so now here's where we get a little to the both sides do it that I can't stand. He said, President Trump, now you're doing exactly what the Biden administration did, trying to convince Americans the economy is all good when it's not. Biden's economy was spectacular compared to what is happening now. Absolutely. So that's what I'm saying. It wasn't a false narrative. So now the people that were trying to tell you everything was horrible, you know, last year under the Biden economy are telling you it's great now, when provably, demonstrably, right? The in prices, jobs, any barometer, it's so anyway, but he went on to say, he said, so you can hire a new labor statistics chief to lie about the numbers. It won't stop reality of people being unemployed. You can tell falsehoods about inflation being down. It won't stop the reality of the price of consumer goods being high because of tariffs you implemented. I mean, it is going to take, Jody, the biggest disconnect ever for the MAGA base to now claim everything's great because of Trump when it was horrible under Biden.
Right.
When they can see what they just paid for, you know, coffee, beef. Eggs.
Chicken breast yesterday. I kind of like, oh wow.
Oh, wait do you see what's coming with coffee and beef and chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a double take when I saw the chicken breast I was buying. I'm like, oh, they've really gone up.
Yeah.
Just in the last week.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? That's as much as they want to own the libs and hate us and want to bash Sleepy Joe. Just like everything we, you know, we said is correct, that the Biden rescued the economy from him. All right, your lover, Charlie Pierce, coming up at the bottom of the hour. I don't know why I'm talking this way.
Yes.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Zipa.
Zipa, happy Z spelled backwards.
I feel like I need to throw a glass of grappa into the fireplace. Zipa. It's a happy Z backwards.
That's Opa.
Opa. Opa. All right, you know what I'm talking about. Something in my Big Fat Greek Wedding. But my point is, Zipa, you got to stop snoring, man. Yeah. You don't want one of those CPAP machines, right?
No.
It's with the hoses and the... looks like something out of a horror film. The mask, the hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, though, your breathing's disrupted. You're at higher risk of dementia, stroke, you name it. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now's the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop is Zipa! That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H. It is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece. It can help you stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. There's only 500,000 units sold. Zipa is the stop-snoring device that we trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. The dogs are in charge of me, so sometimes they do all that to me. Yeah.
You should say, you're not the boss of me.
Some people, I'm told, sleep with other humans. Zipa! I want you to try it with my special discount, 20% off and free shipping. That's ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. Once again, type in SNORE at Zipa.com.
Here's Stephanie Miller.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to
treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number three. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton's here. Charlie Pierce coming up bottom of the hour. Yeah, as I keep saying, the math just doesn't math on Trump's changing Epstein timeline.
Right.
We've mentioned this many times, but You can't, first of all, finish him. Do not let go of this story. I'm telling you, Epstein was a Mar-a-Lago member until 2007.
Yes.
Just one reporter asked him, because he's, he stole my pig, whatever, I kicked him out. That was, what was that, 2000 or something?
Like that, yeah,
he absolutely did not. Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein continued to be a member of Trump's Mar-a-Lago for more than a year after he was indicted.
Right.
According to Mar-a-Lago.
How do you pay your bills?
Right,
like,
right. Yeah, he said
one of the
there
first
it is.
Things I would stop payment on is
right. President said he cut ties so with Epstein expensive. After the pedophile stole female work, meaning he trafficked them to him.
Exactly.
But the revelation on Epstein was allegedly still a member of the club 7 years after Epstein poached Virginia Giuffre from the spot in 2000 raises questions over Trump's version of events. He lies about everything. What do you mean, Trump's version? He basically is the biggest liar ever, and he lies about everything. Again, it's easily checkable stuff that he lies about.
Yeah.
But, you know, okay. Blah, blah, blah. Where was I? Joe Walsh, our buddy, our pal, says he was handed the absolute strongest post-COVID economy in the industrialized world, and he single-handedly f***ed it up. And eventually, even many of his most diehard voters will realize it, and it'll be a painful realization for them. Mm-hmm. That's what I was to my point about the stuff Charlemagne's been saying.
Yeah.
Sue and Ron, I need a deity name to attach to my name. I think that will help.
Stephanie the Princess?
The Saint something.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, Sue. You're on with Saint Stephanie. Hello.
Oh, God.
Hi. I know we're in heartbreak, so I just want to tell you, I have to tell you there's a problem. I went to CVS.
Uh-oh. Subscription,
and it was $100, and they handed me back $1,400. It was terrific. I was all of them now.
So ridiculous. The jokes are too easy.
Yeah.
Really, literally anyone can write them. Charlie Pierce next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Measles rates are the highest they've been in 30 years. And compared to the rest of the nation, Wisconsin has the second lowest measles vaccination rate for kindergartners. Now's the time of year when kids go to the doctor to get immunized before the school year starts. And Wisconsin's Department of Health Services is urging parents to get their kids vaccinated. Well, now, new numbers show immunization rates are staying steady, meaning Wisconsin may continue to be one of the least vaccinated states against measles. Melissa Kay reports.
While vaccination rates held close to the previous year when disregarding the new meningitis vaccine requirement for 7th through 12th graders, rates are still below the 95% needed to prevent an outbreak. 89.3% of Wisconsin students meet the minimum vaccination requirements. Last year, whooping cough surged in Wisconsin classrooms. Nearly 3,000 cases of this vaccine-preventable illness were reported to DHS. Now, with measles cases having been reported in the state, DHS officials warn that one out of every four people in the U.S. who contract this highly contagious disease are hospitalized. Stephanie Schauer, director of Wisconsin Immunization Program, says routine vaccines don't just protect your child, they help keep classrooms and the whole community safe.
Meanwhile, two Republican state lawmakers, Representative Lindy Brill of Sheboygan Falls and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton, are pushing a bill that would require schools make it easier for parents to opt out of vaccines. The bill would require school districts to distribute waiver forms allowing parents to opt out of vaccine requirements. That's according to reporting from the Wisconsin Examiner. Students here in the Badger State are required to be vaccinated, but parents can exempt their children for medical, religious, or personal reasons. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We're going to drop down to 63 tomorrow. More sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome photographer and musician Chris Rogowski. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas talks about the box office and upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Kids in the Ad Council.
Donald Trump
ran for office saying he would lower costs on day one. Cost of groceries are up, cost of housing is up, cost of health care is up. And where is Donald Trump? He's passing a signature bill to throw people off their health care so he can do tax cuts for billionaires. Democrats are the people who say billionaires actually should pay their fair share and that we need to focus on affordability for American families. And that's what we're out there fighting for.
Oh, yeah.
Senator Professor Warren from the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts, from which all great things come. Like this.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
I feel like many years ago you used to flirt with me, but now that I've aged out, go ahead and do your flirting with the youngins in the room.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hiya, Bella.
All right. What is? Hey.
I like to prove that I'm down with the youth.
Yeah, you're totally down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've got Riz.
I'm, as you know, on vacation at an undisclosed location.
Yes.
But I'm a little bit concerned that we're planning to put a nuclear reactor on the moon.
I was just going to bring that up. But you wrote a piece that was already obsolete because we're going to nuke the moon now. You said leave it to Trump to threaten nuclear war in response to a few mean tweets. This was Russia. Now we're, right. Now we've moved on to.
Yeah, are you going to have people up there to run it?
Exactly.
Which means you're going to have a way to get people there.
Oh, and no, it'll be cheap, Charlie. And I'm sure it'll cost hardly anything. I can't. Didn't he also want to nuke a hurricane?
I remember that. Yes, he did.
Drop a nuclear bomb in a hurricane.
Yeah. Because why did he say? I don't. It doesn't matter.
It was
okay.
Going to break the hurricane up.
Right. It would steer it away from land or whatever.
Oh, remember he was going to water bomb Notre Dame Cathedral when it was on fire?
Yes.
Right. That would destroy it entirely. Yeah.
He was following those giant C-47s or whatever they are that dump water on wildfires.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I noticed California's on fire again.
Oh, we're always
on
fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're not going to be on fire.
So you mentioned everybody's been buzzing about this Medvedev thing. He said Trump's playing the ultimatum game with Russia, 50 days or 10. He should remember two things. Russia isn't Israel or even Iran. Each new ultimatum is a threat and a step towards war, not between Russia and Ukraine, but with his own country. And then he dropped a little bomb about he shouldn't think that only Mossad has tapes, videotapes of his immoral activities. So I was like, wait, what?
Hello.
That was the ultimate look over there, though, moving the nuclear subs.
I suspect they get played at, foreign intelligence agents' bachelor parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, a 25-year-old Mossad agent is getting married, and they at the stag party, they show, Donald Trump. And,
yeah. Charlie, I've been saying that somebody was talking about our media. Does your country not know what every foreign intelligence agency has known for years about Donald Trump?
I can't explain that because some of the intelligence, community reporters we have are the best in the world. I don't know what held them back for as long as it has.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the Epstein thing has been the key that opened the lock.
Yeah.
And now they can't. First of all, they can't get the Epstein story off the front page.
Yeah.
Because they keep stepping on their own, parts.
Yes.
Trying to get it off and making it worse. I'll tell you, the firing of there aren't both people in America who knew who the Bureau of Labor Statistics, chairman was.
Right.
But they all know now, and they don't even know what she did, but they do know that you get a bad. You get some bad numbers and then fire the person who compiled the numbers. That's a little bit Kim Jong-un-ish.
Yeah, well, I can't wait till next month when we have more jobs created than is the population of the United States. And
yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. As he said, he's going to lower drug prices 4,000%.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Which reminds me, of course, of Gene Wilder's great line from The Producers when they realized that the. Their scheme is falling apart. And he asked Zero Marcel asked Gene Wilder, well, how much of the show did we sell? And Gene Wilder says 293%. Mm-hmm. And Zero Mostel says, is that too much? And Gene Wilder looks at him very sadly and says, you can only sell 100% of anything, Max.
Yes. That's right. A very simple explanation. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you said we're now threatening a nuclear holocaust over mean tweets, but Joe Biden was elderly and his syntax was off. Oh, by the way, Trump's the age that Biden was.
I think we're obligated to mention that every time, you know, the president goes bananas, which is every 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you were reading, by the way, whose prison memoir is that? I missed the beginning of that.
Oh, that was George Santos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
His drag name is Katara Ravishe.
Right. You know, what's her name wants him pardoned, by the way?
Oh,
yes. Marjorie?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, does she? Oh, and she might leave the Republican Party. Oh, no, no. Don't go. Okay, yes, go. Go to that Elon Musk thing. Go to that Elon Musk party.
Elon Musk just gave Trump $5 million, so I don't think...
Did they kiss and make up?
It sounds like they might have, yeah.
Like a fake radio fight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris suggested I start a fake radio fight with Tom Hartman yesterday just for ratings.
We need a feud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, screw you, Tom Hartman.
First of all, Tom Hartman is a killer. he will kill you in 5 minutes and then write a book about it.
He will.
A bestseller.
Yeah,
exactly. You were talking about Doge, too, though. It's all a fraud, Charlie. You said, personally, I love the part where 200,000 perfectly competent federal employees got paid to not do their jobs for 8 months. I mean,
I pointed out that, you know, in the great beyond, dozens of deceased Massachusetts legislators are thinking, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a new level of corruption.
You wrote about the $200 million ballroom. By the way, you said it already has a ballroom, a quite nice one. I myself have scarfed tiny lamb chops there. It was good enough for Jackie Kennedy. It should be good enough for a no-class grifter from Queens. I just love that fun fact that you had the little lamb lollipops. And my mom
God. I worked at buffet table like...
Sure.
Local. I was a locust.
Those are delicious, the little, yeah.
You have them at your parties.
Yes, and my mom got her ass grabbed by Lyndon Johnson in that ballroom, so I also can attest to it was a perfectly lovely.
Well, I know, I saw the plaque.
All right, don't you have other country?
In fact, there are plaques all over Washington celebrating how Lyndon grabbed somebody's ass. You just have to look for them. Yeah.
I have other country. I have Brazil envy this morning.
Oh?
Not just for their bikini waxes, but Covey says, notice how Brazil...
Okay, that's more information.
Or their butt lifts.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes, a fan.
A BBL.
Yeah. Notice how Brazil's Supreme Court orders the arrest of former President Bolsonaro for trying to overturn the election loss instead of saying he has immunity for acts committed while in office. Mm-hmm. See? Other countries can do it, Charlie.
Brazil can do it.
Yes.
Brazil is about 11 minutes from having been a military dictator.
They are, yeah.
And they figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, and here we are. Oh, no, she twint said, wonder how sexual predator Brett Kavanaugh and sexual predator Clarence Thomas will vote on the fate of sexual predator Ghislaine Maxwell. Charlie, do you understand more than that? What grounds would she have to try to overturn or whatever she's trying to do, get her case reheard at the Supreme Court?
Who?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Well, first of all, it's a Hail Mary. Any criminal defendant would try it. The problem is she's got a little bit of clout now.
Right. Yeah.
Because she got, in one way or another, she's got the Department of Justice behind her.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, considerable. And, you know, again, you know, this Supreme Court, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So I know you're a history guy. You're a history buff. I just thought this is important. Sierra says, a reminder that today, on the day Anne Frank was discovered by the Nazis hiding in 1944, she didn't die in a gas chamber. She died of typhus after spending months detained in deadly unsanitary conditions. We should remember this as Chrissy Noem, Stephen Miller, Eric Prince, and Tom Homan build a set of disease-filled hellholes across the country to illegally detain humans. I mean, I keep saying that they didn't start with the gas chambers, right?
No, and they honestly didn't start with Jews. They started with political opponents.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it's just these, you know, reports out of El Salvador or Alligator Auschwitz. Any of the, they're just horrific, Charlie.
They're buying up property all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I read a story about some guy in, I think it was Nebraska. Sold his house for an outrageous upgrade over what it was worth, because ICE is going to put a prison there.
No, ICE Barbie. Christy Noem says Alligator Alcatraz will serve as a model for state-run migrant detention centers, so that she hopes will launch in a handful of similar centers in multiple airports and jails across the country in the coming months.
Airports?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because she said,
airports. What the hell are they going to do to airports?
She said, she was talking about what was she saying about the being at the airports? By the way, isn't like Newark Airport already like a horrible detention center? I'm just asking.
I think the federal government has some jurisdiction over airports.
Yeah. I mean, isn't Dulles already?
So are they going to put like cell blocks in airports?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She was talking about...
Air travel in America is already too much like prison.
Yes.
She was saying because it, you know, it saves like whatever because, you know, they can fly them right in. It's all so horrible.
And then fly them right out to deport them.
Yes, right. And this one, a leaked memo from the Department of Homeland Security shows that they anticipate the use of U.S. military personnel in its ongoing mass deportation campaign. We just got rid of we're having Mayor Bass on this week, Charlie. We just got rid of our unnecessary, was it Marines that were doing nothing here for a month or two?
Yeah, and we're complaining about it on the record.
They were.
To reporters.
Yes.
Right. Yes, yes.
We're friggin' bored out here.
Oh, guess who this memo was written by?
Who?
Kegbreath. Kegbreath's brother, Phil. Did you know he had a brother?
He has a brother named Phil Hegseth?
Yes, Reapy McDrinky.
He's half Kegbreath.
Okay.
Yes, he wrote the DHS memo suggests that soldiers will be deployed on U.S. soil for years to come. I mean, Charlie, this is what happened in Brazil. I mean, this is like, this is, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is exactly what obviously they're trying to put in place.
Are they going to stop with immigrants? I don't think so.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly. All right.
And the other thing, I don't know if you saw this today, Marco Rubio, the Incredible Shrinking Man.
Yes.
He's going to put a bounty on, or not a bounty, I don't know what the word is, but a visa charge on all tourists coming to America.
Yeah, $250 or something like that.
Yes, we're already a wildly popular destination.
I'm sure the Olympic Organizing Committee and the people organizing the World Cup the people organizing the World Cup are trying to figure out how to get a piece of it. But
the
Los Angeles Olympic Committee is over through it.
I know. Chris and I have been talking about the Olympics and the World Cup. God knows, you know, like how many billions have we lost already on tourism? I mean, people don't want to come here.
I think I read that the World Cup is trying to figure out a way to make the games just in Canada and Mexico.
Yeah, they're trying to get.
I think there have been discussions about that.
Oy.
Well, they could do it. I mean, the facilities are there.
Yeah.
MAGA, am I right?
I mean, but, you know, I'm afraid that, you know, Secretary of Defense, crazy drunk guy, would shoot down the airplanes. Mm-hmm. Some team playing in Montreal, that Columbia is playing in Montreal.
Yeah.
And the next game is in Mexico, and they're flying across the United States.
Yeah.
I think we'll shoot them down.
Oh, God.
Because they're probably in the country illegally. They're in the country's airspace illegally.
Well, with Sean Duffy in charge of the FAA, there's a good chance they're playing a crash without us intervening. We have a nuke on the moon.
How about the nuclear reactor on the moon?
Yeah.
We're going to trust the construction to the guy who can't keep like planes from colliding over the nation's capital.
I'm waiting for someone to say that we're doing it because we don't like green cheese, and that's what the moon's made of, so we need to nuke.
No, listen, thing blows up, and moon goes out of orbit.
That's
and
bad.
And we're living through space 1999.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck, Charlie. Thanks for checking
in. Hey, listen,
Mr. Happy Pants.
As soon as I hang up, I'm back on vacation.
Yay! All right, see ya. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Charlie.
Wow, that is some Happy Pants stuff there. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by FRRF. FFRF.
FRRF.
Freedom from Religion Foundation, now more than ever. We need them. Oh, my God. Fighting the fight, right?
Yep.
Remember public schools were for, you know, learning stuff, reading, writing, arithmetic, stuff like that? Yeah. Well, now it's Bible verses in biology, Ten Commandments on the classroom wall, you name it. Full-on religious takeover of public education funded by your tax dollars. No. Okay. Freedom from Religion Foundation is fighting back. They defend the Constitution, sue when public schools cross the line, protect kids from being preached at instead of being taught. If you believe in public education, facts.
What are
and
those?
Freedom of religion and from religion. Time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name Miller to 511-511. That's FFRF.us/school or text my name Miller to 511-511. Data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spawn in the sea.
Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's the N-O-K-B-O-X.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie. Well, this year we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down that Pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, Transgender Law Center. Our members vote who gets the money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Just go now to CredoMobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. Once again, that is CredoMobile.com. Use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. CredoMobile.com, CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in STEPH25.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Stephanie Miller.
You would be correct. Yeah. Kim in Dallas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Kim, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Caught me by surprise. Sorry.
Uh-oh. That's all.
I'm here in Texas. I participated in our so-called redistricting process. Mm-hmm. I testified on Monday of last week. There were no maps. Wednesday, they introduced maps. And on Friday, they had this all-day hearing, and that was it in the House, the State House of Representatives. And what they did was, it was really interesting. Nobody's reported on this because I don't think people heard, but we had probably 1,000 people or more. We had 4 overflow rooms. I was in the main room, but someone in the overflow room said, where did all these people come? Why? This is the Republicans. They were talking amongst themselves, and they thought they were on a dead mic. In other words, they didn't think anybody was listening to them. And they said that, why are all these people here? How did they get here? Why are we even having these hearings? And somebody said, well, we were told we had to have the hearings. And then they said it must be a law firm, a Democratic law firm, which was paying all of us. And, of course, I haven't gotten my money yet. But they
do that every time they call us all paid protesters, right? The millions of us that have been in the streets over all these years, right?
Absolutely. And then just briefly, we had a room full of Christian African-Americans who were lectured to for hours by these people. It was so awful.
My God. These meetings are supposed to be for flood relief in Texas, and they use it to try to cheat. You know, I mean, I don't understand why anybody votes for these people. I mean, this is why they're scared, even in Texas, that, you know, that people are not going to vote for them. They're not. And Greg Abbott says he's going to try to remove Democratic lawmakers from office Monday if they don't. Everything he's talking about is illegal, authoritarian. Here he is. Greg Abbott, governor of Texas. Here we go. And here we
simply
go.
It would be bribery if any lawmaker took money to perform or to refuse to perform an act in the legislature. And the reports are these legislators have been both, they sought money and they offered money to skip the vote, to leave the legislature, to take a legislative act. That would be bribery.
Oh, God. Okay, and then are we playing Ken Paxton next, who actually I'm pretty sure he took bribes. I don't know what his whole corruption trial was about, but he also fled the state to avoid.
He did.
Okay, just a sec. Yeah.
At this point, we can arrest them. If the speaker puts out a call to arrest them, they can be arrested. Now, one of the problems we have, they go outside of the state. They've all gone to very liberal states, which, by the way, most of those states have lines that are way more gerrymandered than what you would say ours supposedly are. Or we're looking at another process where we can potentially take some of these people out of office for not following through on their constitutional role to their constitutional duties to vote on important issues like redistricting.
No. Okay. So, and this guy, he's a state representative Republican. Did he say
Texas.
The quiet part out loud? I think he said the quiet part out loud. Hang on.
What I care about is working to make sure that the will, the interests, the desires, and quite frankly, what the voters of Texas deserve to have happen, which is their elected Republican legislature stand up and do what they want, which is make sure the state of Texas is we're the line in the sand for the future of the country. There's no doubt about that. As goes Texas, so goes the nation. If we ever lose Texas to the Democrats, the Republicans will never have the White House again.
Oh, I see. So,
so that's what that's about.
So that's out loud.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We keep saying, I think Democrats are getting the memo from the top on down. The Democratic Party's group that works on state legislative races on Monday called for Democratic-led legislatures across the country to begin their own redistricting efforts. Yes. The DCCC isn't going to sit back and allow Republicans to cheat the system to keep themselves in power, said the president of that group. All options must be on the table. Ken Martin of the DNC said Democrats everywhere should be ready to fight fire with fire to combat Trump and Republicans' craven scheme to rig the maps in their favor. So, yay. Yay, alpha liberals.
Yeah.
All right, 58 minutes after the hour, Jody Hamilton's here.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, Chris.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss the Trump tariffs. They're off, they're on, they're up, they're down. But what does it mean to us in Wisconsin? We'll be joined by Wisconsin business owner Kyle LaFond on that and also PBS.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Authorities in Tennessee have arrested Austin Drummond, the main suspect in the murder of a family of four in Tennessee last week. They have also arrested four other people connected with the crime, three of them believed to have helped Drummond get away. New York, Chicago, and Detroit on the top 10 list of cities globally with the worst air quality in the world right now, thanks to wildfires in Canada.
It is hazy here in Boston. That toxic smoke from the Canadian wildfires blanketing the Northeast and upper Midwest. It got so bad here in Boston, there was a ground stop for planes here at Logan Airport. Conditions here in Boston are expected to improve, but people who are sensitive to smoke might still be at risk, so they may want to limit their outdoor activities here for the next few days.
That's ABC's Stephanie Ramos in Boston, where the air is also bad. Threats of arrest from Texas Governor Greg Abbott to the Democratic lawmakers who have fled the state rather than vote on redistricting, they say is gerrymandering. This is ABC News.